coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super 6, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in a discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. We are at episode 60-ish. I don't think numbers matter anymore, but sure. Yeah, that's what it is. We are back not too long, actually, after our last episode, assuming it doesn't take me 6 weeks to actually edit this like it kind of did the last one, but not important. Today, we have John Bosch, Matt Price, and Dominic doesn't have his last name up there, and I don't know what it is, but Dominic!
Hey, how you doing? It's Dominic Petrillo.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys do here? I've never hosted this before. I don't know what to do. So today we have three games, as always. We have a name game. We have rookie ADP cliffhanger. And we have family feud.
Ooh, fun.
And, I mean, let's just get straight into it. Dominic, since you're the new guy, what game do you want to play first?
I don't remember hearing the family feud one before, so let's do that one.
Oh, man. Rock and or roll. Let's hope I actually remember how we scored it last time, because we figured it out as we were going along.
I'm sure we'll change it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Family Feud, if you have never watched the classic television show that's been on for like 86 years.
How dare you?
I have asked a group of people certain questions. They have all given me answers. I've recorded them.
Good job, Matt.
Sorry. This isn't the Office Quotes podcast?
Oh, if we turn this into an Office Quotes podcast, it's going to take 5 hours to get through an episode.
Oh, yeah, and I'll be out because I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen The Office? Huh?
No, I never saw The Office and never saw Office Space. Actually, I think I may have seen one episode of Office, and I like the, I forget what his name was. I want to say the African-American guy. Was his name Stewart or Stanley?
Stanley.
Well, not only did you hurt John's feelings, you are foreshadowing missing out on one answer in the name game.
Yes.
Okay, but Family Feud, back on point. I am going to... Okay, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to give you guys a question. You are going to buzz in by saying your name out loud. First person, we're going to go in the answer of which you ordered. No, the order of which you answered. Nice, rock and roll.
Thank you, Yoda.
I'll take it. That's from this movie called Star Wars.
We are not going to talk Star Trek, people.
Is this
Come on, guys,
Star
let's go.
Wars name game, Russ?
No.
I am making one for John.
If he makes a Star Trek name game, I am dead.
Please, Yoda Star Wars.
He's being an ass. He knows. He does it to piss me off. And while it doesn't actually piss me off, it's just really fun to act like it does. So what we're going to do, you buzz in. The first person goes. Everybody goes. And the person who has the highest score... You know, whoever says the answer, who other people have said the most, get to choose whether they want to stay or pass it along. When you buzz in, if you say the first answer, the highest answer, you get to choose right away. No one else gets to answer. The way it's going to work is you get the first person gets three X's, three times for wrong answers. If they clear the board, they get all the points. If they get three X's, the next person goes. They get two X's. And the third person goes, they get also two X's. If they get it wrong, that first person gets the points.
Let's do it.
Make sense?
Let's do it. It
makes sense.
All right. All I heard is Matt's going to lose, so that's fine.
Hey, it hasn't happened in a while, so maybe you can make it happen.
Oh, this guy.
Then he'll have to go on Twitter and say, I lost to a blind guy.
I'm okay with that.
And I'm okay. I've shown I'm okay losing to everyone. So.
And he didn't even see it coming.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I was about to say that was awkward, but, you know, the blind guy made the joke.
You have some, like, hi-hat, like, sound effects you can throw in there, Russ, later.
All right, so here we go. So, again, I'm going to read a question. You guys will shout your names to buzz in. I will do my best to actually hear the correct order, John, unlike last week.
I'm just going to shout Matt.
And, again, I will let you know when you should give your answer, because I can clearly hear the correct order in which people speak, unlike John. Listen to last week's if you want to understand what that's coming about. So here we go. First question.
There's probably four other people streaming in my house. I'll blame that for the internet connection.
Uh-huh. Sure. First question. I asked 31 people, who is your favorite current NFL quarterback?
John.
Matt.
All right, John, you get to go first.
Did you say just favorite, not fantasy favorite? Mahomes.
All right. Three people have said Mahomes.
What?
Matt.
Well, yeah, you already said it, so you get to go next.
Oh. Go ahead. I'm gonna say Tom Brady.
One person said Tom Brady.
What? Oh, you talked to Kevin. That's so nice.
I very well may have, to be fair. All right, Dominic, you get to choose.
I'm gonna go with somebody a little out of left field, but I'm gonna say Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, he's fine.
Oh, yeah, I got really tired of doing that real fast last time, but I'm still going to give it a try. All right, well, John had the highest answer, so he gets to choose whether he wants to keep or pass. We will
how
go
many, in, how many answers order... are on the board?
Damn it, I always forget that.
You sure did.
12. Top 12 answers are on the board. Two are down. Mahomes with three, Brady with one. After John, we'll go Matt, then Dominic. It'll be the order you buzzed in. So, John, do you want to keep or do you want to pass?
How many strikes do I get before I'm out?
Three.
There's 12. I mean, this clearly can't be from a fantasy perspective then. This
no, it's literally just my favorite quarterback. I did ask who is your favorite.
One of them is Minshew, because I'm sure you talked to Bobby.
Ding. Four people said Ben
Minshew. Nice.
More people like Minshew than Mahomes? Ah, you people. All right, well, sorry, I gave that answer away. What the hell? Let's go for it. I don't care.
Well, I assumed you were keeping it when you said it, so.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we'll go for it. So we have Mahomes, Brady, and now we have Minshew. Let's go Lamar Jackson.
Yep, four more points.
That was going to be my original guess.
Me too.
I should have done that then.
Wait, you said not fantasy, so maybe people like Brady.
Trying to think who Russ might have talked to. Kyler Murray.
Three people.
All right. Deshaun Watson.
Eh.
Rang it. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, two people said Baker Mayfield. God.
I was going to say, Russ, can you tell me who you talked to? Because that will make this easier.
Look, let's face it. You probably know everybody I've talked to.
No, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Dak Prescott. I know you know some Cowboys fans.
Everybody Casey for sure knows some Dak. Cowboys fans. Yeah, three of them.
Casey said,
I
wish I could pick the people that you asked. How do I get bonus points for that? If I can line it up. Let's see. I wonder if anybody is still a Drew Brees.
Oh, wait, I totally screwed up. You said Deshaun Watson and I made the X noise. There are two people that said Deshaun Watson.
Oh, thank goodness. So I get that one back, huh?
Yeah, I learned how to write down.
Did you ask Matt Price or any other Packers fans? I'll go Aaron Rodgers. I think some people.
I mean, people did say Aaron Rodgers. But I couldn't have asked Matt Price. I knew he was going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but that's still fun to say. Russ Wilson, obviously. People love them some Russell Wilson.
Wait, how many Rodgers were there?
There were four Rodgers.
Wow.
And two Russell Wilsons.
I was going to say him, too, but I figured nobody would like him because he's that dude.
All right, so you have two players left. There's two spots on the board. You have all three of your exes.
I have all three of my exes? Oh, baby.
Yeah.
People hate that dude. God, what have I not said? Favorite
clock.
Oh, there's a clock? Oh, man. Can you tell me who I have said? Because I honestly don't remember.
Lamar, Minshew, Rodgers, Dak, Kyler, Mahomes, Baker, Wilson, Watson, Brady.
All right. Oh, God. I'm going to throw out Drew Brees and hope somebody really likes him still.
Two people still do.
Yes. Good job, you two people.
All right. You got one more.
I have to get one more.
And I'm going to put it out there. There is only one person who said it.
Oh, Jesus.
I think I got it.
Hey, can you tell me who it was?
Nope.
Honestly, no.
Shit. Wait, so if you told me who it was, it would be a dead giveaway?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Shit. Oh, wait. Did you ask Shane Manoah, Carson Wentz?
All right, that time was for real.
I thought you might have asked Shane. Daniel Jones. Damn it.
That was mine.
This is not all. No, Bobby said Gardner.
Yep, Bobby said Gardner.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. I can't even think of who am I missing? I don't think, obviously, if only one person said it, there's nothing obvious here. Let's see. I'm just, Jesus. This is not good. Did you talk to Izzy Alkafest by chance? Let's see. Who would Russ have talked to? Josh Allen. I'll say Josh Allen.
And that's what you should have said. John clears the board and gets 31 points.
Oh, my God. That's
all of
insane.
That for 30 points. That aren't even going to matter.
That was a – who said Josh Allen?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing a Bills fan.
Well, obviously. I just – once I thought, oh, the Bills.
I don't know if I know any Bills fans. I think someone just really likes Josh Allen.
I like Josh Allen, but I would have said Drew Brees, probably.
All right, here we go. Ready for question two. So clearly, you might want to buzz in a little faster because you can clear boards in this game.
That was – I did not expect to get that. I was just hoping to get whatever was left after they got it wrong.
Man, for sake of the game, I was hoping you got them wrong too. Clearing the board isn't all that fun.
I disagree vehemently.
Especially at John Speed.
I was about to say, John doing it, you don't care. Let's see what happens when Matt does it this time.
Oh, yeah, that'll suck.
I asked 28 people, who is your favorite running back?
Matt.
Oh, my God. How many are on the board, Russ?
God damn it. The top eight answers are on the board.
Ooh. Matt.
Someone has to buzz in seconds so I know who to go next.
John.
Oh, right. I will say Saquon Barkley.
Ooh, that's my number two answer.
Four people said Saquon Barkley.
I got CMC, baby.
Dude, he goes. Oh, no, that's right. He wasn't the number one answer. CMC, number one answer. With
Tom. Obviously Saquon wasn't the number one answer.
Dumb.
Shit.
All right, so John, do you want to keep or do you want to pass? Back to Matt.
I have to get six other running backs. Are there six other good running backs even?
These are favorites. These don't they don't have to be good.
They don't have to be good. That's the problem. There's a lot of people that really love David Montgomery and also people that hate him. I get three X's.
You get three X's.
Really talk this through, John. Or not talk it through. Really think this through.
I'm trying to figure it out pick a six.
Say some names.
I'm gonna let Matt take a shot at this. So he says some names really fast. Let's go, Matt. Fire away fast. Yeah, that was the one that I had, Zeke. I have one more written down. What?
It's Zeke Elliott.
What in the hell is happening here?
I'm so glad I passed it. I still hope you screw this up, Matt.
Dalvin Cook.
Yes. Stupid. There's one that I have that I thought was a lock.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, he's probably on there now.
Oh, no. Okay, there are no... Sorry, I should have specified that I asked this a really long time ago. And there are no rookies.
Oh, my gosh. Then I'm going to go ahead and not have that be my answer.
Yeah, that's not
my answer. I'm just going to say Kamara Miles Sanders. You, Matt. Give him Kamara.
Miles Sanders.
All right. So what's your answer?
Miles Sanders.
Yes, one person said Miles Sanders.
All right, fine. Alvin Kamara.
Well, good, because... Five people said Alvin Kamara.
Kamara and Zeke were the only
the number one answer.
CMC was number one.
CMC was number one answer.
And that's one, two. That's four. No, that's four.
Five. Yeah.
It's five.
No, I need Andy, Kamara, Saquon, Miles Sanders.
Yeah, so it's four.
So I need two more.
You need four more, and you've got one X.
I thought you said there were six total.
Eight total.
Eight total.
Oh, okay. That's not as good.
Maybe you should think it through a little bit more, Matt, instead of rushing yourself.
What's the point
of that? Well, I mean, to be fair, it goes to Dominic next, so
yeah, that's fine.
Outlast both of them.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
I'll say, I'll say Nick Chubb.
Yep, five people said Nick Chubb.
What Browns fan did you?
It's probably not, but how about Derrick Henry?
One person said Derrick Henry.
Why?
There are two people left. Both of them have one answer. One person.
Perfect. Me and Dominic are screwed.
I have one that I want that I think I know.
I have one name written down.
How about people kind of hate him,
people
though.
Like this person just in general.
Right. Stop using the word people because all you care about is person right now.
That's right.
How about Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon is one of the answers.
Wow,
people hate Joe Mixon. I actually did that.
Yes, people do, but one person does not.
One person doesn't.
Next time I do this, I'm writing down who gave me what answer so we can actually make fun of them.
That would be fun.
How about Todd Gurley?
I wonder. I'm curious. Yeah, I'm glad you said it.
All right, so now it moves on to Dominic.
There's one left, right? One person, one name left. And one person.
One name, one person. So far, 27 points on the board.
Did you talk to Peter Howard? Because I'm going to say Rashad Penny if you did.
She's not your third. Also,
I know. I don't think Rashad Penny's a giveaway, man. I'm making a joke.
You never know.
Austin Eckler.
All right. Got one more X.
Yep. Let's see.
If you could get one of these, how many? There's two left. If you could get one of them, Dominic, that'd be great.
There's one left.
I only get one.
Yeah, there's
really
one left.
Appreciate
just get one of them.
James Conner.
Oh, he's one on my list. Oh, all right. Well, we can cross that.
All right, John, you get two X's. If you don't get it, Matt gets the 27 points.
The whopping 27 points.
James Conner was on my list just because he was the one that when I said people love this guy. Man, people really liked Darwin Thompson last year at this time. No, Josh Jacobs.
And Matt gets the 27 points. Okay, so here's my favorite part of all of this. John, what was the first thing you said when you were just trying to figure out if you were going to stay or if you were going to pass?
I knew I thought Zeke and Kamara were my next two answers, and they were clearly one of them was wrong.
You said, I don't know, a lot of people like David Montgomery, but a lot of people hate him. One person likes him, and that was the answer left on the board. The whole time, I'm like, oh my God, he said it. Oh my God, he said it.
What Bears fan did you talk to? Oh, well. That's their favorite running back is David Montgomery. Oh.
You talked to Adam Rank?
This feels super subjective, Matt. I'm filing an appeal.
It's family feud.
I'm just joking. I know.
It's all subjective.
I was only kidding. I was making fun of myself. I know. But that's terrible. David Montgomery should not be your favorite running back. You're a terrible person.
They're a Bears fan. Leave them alone. Okay, so.
Give up being a team fan.
Our next category has the top 14 answers on the board.
Who's your favorite wide receiver?
You looking at my screen?
Logical next question.
Dominic.
Matt.
I didn't read the question yet. You have to wait till I'm done. Point values are doubled for this.
All right. I'm gonna start what they do in the real Family Feud. I'm going to write down 14 names. There's only one that should be your favorite, but whatever.
Name your favorite.
Tight end.
Wide receiver.
Dominic.
All right. I think we still go Dominic, Matt.
I think we still go Dominic, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Michael Thomas.
Not number one.
Three people said Michael Thomas. Matt?
Don't take it, Matt. Don't take it, Matt.
I'm going to say DJ Moore.
Yes! I got the number one answer right here, baby.
The sucky thing about this is I don't... they're not in alphabetical order, so I have to go through them, which is why I screwed up on Watson. Nobody said DJ Moore.
What?
So I apparently did not talk to Shane Manila.
That's insane.
He's like a wide receiver.
It's not a fantasy question, though, Matt.
It's not a fantasy question.
It's true.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say the number one answer, which is obviously DeAndre Hopkins.
That was my other guess.
That is not the number one answer.
It's got to be the number one answer.
Actually, I think I know. Is it?
It is absolutely really? The number one answer. Wow. Six yes, people said DeAndre Hopkins.
Because wow. he's awesome. Matt, I'll go ahead and stay with this one.
You probably should.
I'll say well, your second. I'll
it's going second. To go you, Dominic, then Matt, because that's the circle order of which we were going in.
Okay.
So, it is, John, you're going to keep?
Yeah, I'll keep. Matt, right. I think I'll go with the second answer of Juju.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's the number two answer with also three people.
Love it. Chris Godwin.
Yep, two people.
Amari Cooper still on there?
Yep, one person. Again, I asked this like probably a month and a half ago.
And he asked Casey, obviously.
Hey, I like Amari too. He's not my favorite, but I do like Amari. Yep.
No, she probably would have said Gallup.
Ooh, no. 1, 2, 3. What do I have? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5. God, I have to get 9 more of these things? Yikes. AJ Brown. People really started to love him. Is there a Titans fan in here?
He's there is not.
All right. God, people can't really like Tyreek Hill. He's a god-awful, terrible fucking person. So I'm not going to say it. Cortland Sutton.
Yes, two people.
Yes, good job, whoever you are. Again, did Matt Price take the survey? Because I would like to say Keenan Allen. I'll say Keenan Allen.
I'm the only one left that likes Keenan Allen.
I think you are, Keenan Allen. Antonio Brown's not a receiver anymore, and nobody still likes him. Just kidding. I'm clearly stalling to try and figure out.
You stall?
Wait, I know you talked to, I know you had to have talked to Kevin, but I'm still not going to say N'Keal Harry, or Julian Edelman. Just trying to think of any
same player.
Julio Jones. Julio Jones.
Two people said Julio Jones.
All right. That's good. We already said who else is in that division. Ah, God, is anybody still in?
All right. I'll let you know. You have two answers that have multiple people that have said it, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that were
that
only
are
one
single person. Digits. Oh God, those are hard. Ooh, you might
have
talked.
I'll to have people. You know that there are no ridiculous answers. Like
you might have talked to Jake.
Alex Erickson isn't on there, or anything.
You might
like
have
that.
Talked to Jake. Which? Oh wait, yeah. If you talk to Jake, then it's got to be Adam Thielen.
Is that an answer?
Yeah, I'm giving you Adam Thielen.
I don't know if it was Jake that said it, but someone did say Adam Thielen.
Ah, yes. This is terrible. I'm trying to figure out who you might have emailed. Oh, Devontae Adams. I haven't said him.
Yep, two people.
Going through the divisions in my head here. I don't think anybody would have said Galladay. Somebody might have said Aaron. How many more do I have left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, this is not good, guys.
It's good for us.
Did somebody say Devin Funchess to be funny, Scott Fish? No, just kidding.
Hashtag God. Bitter John.
Yeah, Bitter John. You were all right. I'll say Mike Evans, but I think that person probably likes Chris Godwin now. So I'll take my third X and say Mike Evans.
You will, in fact, take your third X.
Mike Evans this is not terrible. On there.
All right, Dominic, you're up.
All right.
I feel like I named all the good ones.
Clearly not, because there's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 names on the board.
Let's see. Tyler Lockett.
So he gets one more X, and then Matt gets only one shot, right? Okay.
He gets two.
Oh, he gets two?
I said it in the beginning, if you listen to the rules.
I know. I'm trying to think what my two wrong answers were on the last round.
I was debating between Lockett and Metcalf. I'm not going to use both teammates, though.
Russ is the only Seattle fan. He probably didn't.
I was about to say
himself.
I didn't answer this, and
Russ is would have. Those would have been his top
have been,
two right there.
No, his top. What is top one? Be Calvin Ridley.
No,
I do love Mr. Calvin Ridley. I did not answer these questions. To be fair, I don't know why I didn't, but I do.
If
love
Russ
Calvin
answered,
Ridley.
I would have said Calvin Ridley and Allen Robinson. But
my two of my three most owned players.
I know you, buddy.
Let's see. Well, I will say Allen Robinson, although I don't think he's going to be there.
He is not there. Oh. Two X's. That man will never get the respect he deserves.
I agree with John, but also I'm still going to say it. Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, he so should not be there.
Again, I'm like, oh my God, just say it. Somebody's
going to say I am more than happy to take the X. He should, whoever you are that he's your favorite wide receiver, you're the same person that took Joe Mixon. Goddamn person.
Goddamn you want to keep going? Or are we
probably the same person.
I think you have to get two, don't you? Or does he just have to get one?
No. The last person gets one, and then they win it. They get it.
Yeah. Oh.
You're the last person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt wins.
Do you want me to keep going or no?
I mean, we can. You could, if you guys want to try and get the last three people.
Galladay?
Yep.
Oh, I even thought Galladay, but I was like, nobody's lying, man.
Nope.
I know my favorite's not going to be on there, but...
Cooper Kupp.
Yes, Cooper Kupp is up there.
Oh. Fitzgerald?
Good job on Cooper Kupp.
How many are left?
One.
That's it. Oh, there.
NFC West.
Oh, Dabo Sweeney?
Debo.
I mean, you were almost there. You got the initials.
Debo
was the last one.
Debo Samuels.
Yeah.
All right.
How many points was that worth?
That was 50 points.
So I got John way too many answers, right? That was... Oh, I had a lead. I should have just tanked and guessed three terrible answers. It would have been worth... Damn it! Idiot, John!
Just play a game and have fun. Stop worrying about strategy and crap like that.
Seriously.
Strategy is what is fun to me, Russ.
You're an angry drinker.
Your brain is broken, John. All right, so John has 31 points. Matt has 77. This next question.
Because I just gifted you 50 points, Matt. God damn it.
Whatever. It's not my fault you can't name wide receivers.
It's true. And no, that's a lie. He named it. He just refused to say it as an actual answer.
Twice. Hill and Galladay.
Yeah, I did. I named Galladay.
Oh, yeah, you did say Galladay also.
Yeah, and I'm okay with both those deflections. Oh, that's brutal.
All right, this next one is worth 84 points.
Not when I get done with it.
They're the top.
I wonder what question this will be. I have no idea.
Seven.
There's no way. There's no way he has favorite tight end.
I don't even know that many kickers.
People can't name seven tight ends.
I actually thought about asking people about kickers as a joke, but I...
That would have been great.
Just ask CD.
Especially as the triple.
Just ask CD Parker for his top seven.
I'm trying to think if I can think of a kicker. Gostkowski is a kicker.
Not even he retired.
Back. Oh, son Come on, of a bitch.
John. Hey, Russ, what's the actual question?
Jake Elliott.
Yeah.
All right. The actual question. Get ready to actually buzz in. I probably should have cut this down so whoever wins this doesn't actually win the game. So I sort of screwed that one up a little bit. But oh well. Who will win the Super Bowl this year?
John.
Matt.
Okay, John and Matt.
Top seven, you said?
Yeah.
There's seven answers?
There are seven answers.
Who is the Super Bowl favorite? You probably asked fantasy people. They think a little.
That's the only people I talk to.
I'm going to go with Kansas City Chiefs.
What a shock.
Number two answer, seven people
said
Kansas City Chiefs.
There was one other answer I thought about. That was my second answer, Matt.
Three people.
So there's somebody above them then, obviously.
Wait, did John and I tie? Or did...
No. Seven people said the Chiefs, three people said the Ravens.
Oh.
So now I get to try and find the first number one answer.
You need the number one answer to
keep. And you said you asked this. Was it after the draft that you asked this or before?
I know.
Well before.
Okay. San Francisco.
Third answer. Four people said it. John gets to decide whether he wants to keep or he wants to pass. There are four answers on the board.
Holy crap.
Oh, I can put my pen down. I don't really need to do math because I didn't.
And I have to. I basically have to get it in order to win this game, right?
If you keep it, you need to get all the answers.
Yikes. All right.
If you pass, you need both of them to screw up, then you just need to get one answer right.
Oh, really? But I don't know if I can get... I don't know if there's an... Oh, these are... Is this doubled or tripled or anything?
This is tripled. Pretty much, I screwed up, so whoever wins this wins.
That's okay. That's as long as we can get... Okay.
That's not necessarily true, is it?
Like, well, we already have the second, third, and fourth answers on the board. That's got to be...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's got to be worth enough points.
If 84 is near, whoever gets it.
84 is if you get all of them. Like, if we don't get near all of them, then that's not...
That's true. That is
Yeah, but we have the second, third, and fourth on the board already. That's got to feel like a lot. All right.
Yeah, as long as we get the number one, then
it doesn't beat Matt yet. How about that?
I'm gonna take a shot at it.
You're gonna keep it?
I have to get four answers, right?
Yep. You have to get four answers, you get three X's.
All right. Dallas.
And
son of a bitch. I thought you talked to a Cowboys fan.
That's who I thought. That's why I
most of them are realistic though.
I was asking if it was before or after the draft because of Dallas.
How I'm all thrown off here. Tampa Bay.
One person said Tampa Bay. I thought that would be the one that people
I thought that was going to be number one.
San Francisco.
Already said.
Oh, I'm going to give you the X because that was said already.
Oh, son of a bitch. I get the X for that? Two X's. That's brutal.
That's what they do on the show. I told you, I didn't answer these.
What?
So you need both of them to screw up real bad in order to win.
Was that three X's?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got an X for repeating San Francisco, which was already on the board. I should have written down what answers were on the board.
A little bit.
That's all right. I don't care.
So I think, Matt, you're up, right?
I thought you said it was in order. Was it Dompy Dominic?
You went second, then I guess third.
Second? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco was third, weren't they?
I'll say Philadelphia.
Wow.
I'm glad you took that one because I was going to.
Screw it. I'll go down with the Packers.
I have them written down, Matt.
Three people said the Packers.
Yeah. Of course, Packers fans.
So there are two answers left. One answer and then one answer with that only one person said.
How about New Orleans?
That is the number one answer.
Damn it. My favorite team. I was going to say that.
And there's one left.
One left.
One person.
That one person said. You get. You have two X's. And then Dominic has two X's.
No, he gets one. He has one X because he said Philly.
Yeah, already
missed. I didn't write it down. Thank you.
I will say, I'll say the Rams. Bring it home, Dominic, for the win.
All right, I'm going to say, I'm really pissed off you took New Orleans. I should have said that as my original guess since that's my favorite team. But I'm going to say somebody still believes in the evil empire.
Which is?
New England.
Oh, it's the Patriots? I had to think about it. Wait, who? What? Yeah, no.
The Yankees? Actually, nobody said the Patriots. This is not a baseball podcast.
Yeah, I hate the Yankees too. Let's see.
Oh yeah, you're
who gets these points if he gets it wrong?
Well, no, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Goes to Matt. Oh.
That's right.
No.
No, it goes to John.
What?
Oh no,
it goes to me. I got the last.
No, it
right
goes
here.
To the last person. Last person. It goes to Matt.
Oh, okay. Matt. Well, that sucks. All right. Come on, Dominic. Pull this out. Falcons, Vikings,
John. I don't even pretend anymore. It's like current era Survivor on this show, right?
Oh,
now.
I'm John's sorry.
Gonna, like, I, start whispering I, everything to everybody.
Did I cough? I'm sorry.
No, I don't think it's either of those anyway. But it probably is.
Definitely one of those Cardinals.
No, Cardinals.
Have you seen that team? There are some delusional Arizona fans that just got DeAndre Hopkins, man.
Still have no defense and no line.
Screw it. I'll go with the Vikings.
Ah, dang it. I really wish it would have been.
All right, so Matt's the winner of game one of Family Feud.
Boo.
Okay, so you kept asking yourself, who did Russ talk to? Who did Russ talk to?
I really do wonder who you talked to.
Who do I co-host with on my actual podcast?
Is it the Giants?
Jesus.
I was going to say the Giants, but I didn't think there was
no. Brian
Hart
is Hart
a fan of. He's a Steelers fan. That's right.
That was the one answer left.
That's so goddamn delusional. Sorry, Brian.
I was trying to think, and John kept talking. I was like, damn it. Get it out of my head.
All right. So
I don't think you would have in good conscience said you think the Steelers could be it.
I don't know. People are crazy.
Unless you're Dave Damashek.
People
are crazy. It makes them happy to believe. That's what's important.
Yep.
So since Matt wins, he gets to choose. Do you want to do the name game or do you want to do rookie ADP cliffhanger?
Clearly, I want to do ADP cliffhanger.
Obviously.
All right. So this is different from your game, which I got really freaked out when you said you wanted to do a rookie cliffhanger. But this is this is the difference between February and May rookie ADP for players.
Okay.
So pre-draft and post-draft.
The very first February was the very first rookie DLF mocks, and then May was the most recent ones. So I'm going to give you a player. You're going to have to give me the amount of spots you think they changed between February and May. You don't have to say up or down. Just you're going to give me a number.
Absolute value.
Yep. Oh, you're smart.
I've programmed that sheet before, Russ. It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I absolutely did not do that, by the way.
Oh, so, Russ.
Well, I mean, I did the math because it's pretty much easy.
It's...
So we are going to... Matt, we'll go first for this first one. Then Dominic, then John. And then we'll figure it out from there. Cool. Let me write names down so I can keep score. Okay, first player. Justin Jefferson. How many spots did Justin Jefferson move from February to May?
And this is just rookie ADP, right?
Just rookie ADP.
So it's rookie drafts?
Say 36, correct. Matt. Okay. Say 36.
Single quarterback?
Yes. Sorry. One QB. Because I don't think I have any in here.
How about, I'll say two spots.
Okay.
I will say three.
I think Jefferson rose more than each of those. I'm going to say five.
You're out of your mind.
I don't think he was that. I think in February, I don't think he was nearly as high as he is in May.
All right. Well, he in February was 12th overall.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, I'm way off then.
He rose to 9th. 12? Yep.
Damn.
So Matt gets 1 point. John gets 2 points. And, Dominic nailed it on the head.
Yep. I really thought he was like closer to the mid-second back in February.
You crazy.
Yeah, I don't pay it. I don't watch ADP.
At all. I know, which is why it was fun to do this. By the way, I didn't say we're going to stick with the... Actually, we're going to do a threshold of 16, because 21 is probably a little too much because some of these numbers are going to be lower.
Right.
Our next... we're going to go Dominic, Matt, John for this one.
Yep.
The next player, Brian Edwards.
What does that mean, John?
It was a sound effect. We don't have the board. He was rocketing up. That was the rocket taking off up the board.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my original thought, seven.
All right, John. Sorry, Matt.
No, I think that's too much. I'm going to say I'll split the difference and say four.
I'm going to go with five again.
And I don't think it's up either. So I think you're wrong about that too, John.
No, I was being sarcastic. That was clearly a plummeting down sound.
I don't know what you think rockets sound like.
I don't know what other people think is the favorite running back.
He did in fact fall, but it was not as plummetous as you would believe. It was only four spots.
Ooh.
Dominic dropped that one. 3 points. Who is now tied with John with 3 points. And Matt got it on the head, so he sticks with 1 point.
I picked up 1 point.
See, I remember I was talking about simple math when you had two last time, and now you have three. I thought you'd be able to handle that you got 1 point.
Don't try and trick him with simple math. He needs those absolute values.
That's a big difference when we're doing just rookies.
John only operates in imaginary numbers.
I do right. Well in those.
All right, so I number away. Okay, so we're going to go Matt, John, Dominic, AJ Dillon.
Oh man! Where's your rocket ship going?
Yeah,
down,
I was going to say, down. Where's the rocket sound effect?
Wow!
I can't do a rocket sound effect. I don't know what rockets sound like. I'm trying to think when I fire an RPG in Fortnite, what it sounds like.
I'm going to say I'll say five.
And I'm second. Nice.
Yep.
How many points away am I from Matt, and how many of these do we have?
Your eye points away, you have X what? Left.
No.
There's what a lot of them, just in case you guys do too well.
Oh, okay. How many points am I away from Matt? He said five?
At the start of this, you were 2 points away.
I'm going to go eight.
Okay.
I'm going to split the difference a little bit and say six.
I think he's actually jumped almost a full round.
I don't.
But I'm going to go eight.
All right, you went way too much because he only went up three spots.
What?
Wow, really? That's crazy.
Yep.
Were people overdrafting him before? Not that they're not overdrafting him now, but like what?
Honestly, I thought he'd be higher, which is why I wanted to, I put him this early because I thought it might throw a wrench in things.
Yeah, I agree.
So
you were right.
That, gives Matt 2 points, John 5 points, and Dominic 3 points, which brings Matt to 3, John to 8, and Dominic to 6.
Okay, so can we ask, where was AJ Dillon being drafted in February?
Oh yeah, I could probably like give actual numbers. AJ Dillon was drafted 25 in February and now 22nd in May.
Early third to late second. That makes sense.
I feel like, man, that's shocking. I kind of feel like
in real drafts, he probably goes earlier than 22.
I bet he's jumped up higher than 22. That's my guess.
All right. We are going to go Matt, Dominic, John for this round for Denzel Mims.
There's another rocket ship for you, Matt.
Yeah.
But if these are just DLF ADPs, it's not using the My Fantasy League input on DLF. Is that correct? So it's
there's
just
My Fantasy League input on DLF?
Yeah, that's usually the more accurate one after the draft.
It's way better, Russ.
All right, you're going to have to show me that after this, because this is straight DLF ADP.
Okay, which is based on 6 mock drafts.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. I legitimately didn't know that was a thing. So yeah, you're gonna have to show.
Oh me. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that, on the same page where you see it, there's like where like you look at the ADP data on DLF. There's where at the top where it has each like category of things like one quarterback or super flex. Where the very last one says like NFL rookie or something like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna see.
It pulls like from all the thousands of NFL drafts. Yeah,
that's very. Cool.
I'll say 6.
Okay.
Because the same people that were on them in February probably did the mock drafts in May and probably just didn't change their minds.
I'm going to say 4.
God, I'm so far away from you, Matt. I got to take a big swing.
You're only like, what, 5 spots away from me?
Yes. I think I'm 5 spots away. And what did you say, Matt? 6?
I said 6.
Ugh, I can't go to 11. That's for sure.
Spinal Tap would be very disappointed with you.
Why don't you just make 10 louder?
But this one goes to 11.
I think I'm going to go to I'm gonna go to 8 right now. I'll go 8.
You would have been closer if you said 11.
God damn it.
10.
Dang.
11 felt like a lot. Like that felt like a huge jump.
10 spots. He was 24, then went to 14.
Yeah. I felt like he might have jumped around. Damn it. Should have went with 11.
All right, so let's go with totals right now. Because remember, over 16 is how you lose. Dominic has 12.
Am I already dead?
No, you have 10.
Okay.
Dominic has 12, John has 10, Matt has 7.
Oof, all right, 3 points.
And let's face it, we have more players than we need.
Probably.
Maybe I'll just skip to some of the fun ones after this one. We are going to go John, Matt, Dominic. John, Jalen Reagor.
What am I at? I'm at 11 points?
10.
I'm at 10 points.
So you should probably say like 7 just in case.
Good math. No, I'm going to go. I don't know that he's. I don't actually know that he's changed a terrible amount. I'm going to say 3.
Okay.
I don't feel like he changed too much. I don't know. Maybe Matt, I just liked him in February more than other people.
I'm going to say 0.
Yeah, that's probably that might be closer, Matt.
Dominic.
Well, I was gonna say 1 because I think people thought he was gonna go to Green Bay, and I think they probably think Philadelphia has just as many openings, so I'm gonna say 1.
You guys ruined my trick question because the
God
answer is 0.
I wanted to go with a super low number, but I didn't think you'd really do that. I hate you, Russ.
I feel like he's been in a tier of himself like the entire time. Basically.
I gave you the answer, John. No, I said you might as well say 7, and I did that on purpose.
I really did. I honestly, when Matt said 0, I was like, yeah, that feels right. Damn it. But I really, oh, man.
All right, so right now Matt has 7, and John and Dominic are tied with 13. We are going to go Matt, Dominic, John this round. All right, so I'm going to take my gigantic ones out unless we have to get to them. So the next one we're going to do is Cole Kmet.
Oh, Jesus. No fucking idea.
I know.
I'm going to say 12. I don't know. 12 feels.
Well, you don't go first.
I know I don't go first. I go
so now you're stuck. Now you're stuck in the 12, though.
Cole I might Kmet. Go there. I got to see what Matt says. Jesus, Colt.
That's disgusting.
That is,
I know.
Why do people draft tight ends?
I'm going to say a solid 4. I have no idea.
You could have bet 4.
He said 4.
I'm going to say 4.
Okay. All right, Dominic, you go next.
I'll say 5.
Okay.
Fuck.
I just don't think people cared about him either way, like before or after. So, like,
I think he's the first tight end off the board now.
I don't know.
I think in February he might have been like, 36, and now he might be like 30. No, that's probably, those are probably way off. That's where he should be drafted. I'll go 8.
Well, you survived. I
think that's too much.
I had to swing big if I'm going to catch him at one way or the other.
He in February was 27th overall.
That's and too high.
In May is 33rd, so he dropped 6 places.
Wait, he dropped after the draft?
Yeah,
because
Chicago
he was
had 11. Chicago had like 10 tight ends. Remember?
But still,
big tight ends went to New England. I don't think anybody was raising.
Is there any tight end that was drafted above him in May?
I mean, probably Troutman.
Maybe Troutman. That would be my guess. Or Ossie. Yeah.
No way. Troutman, I could see. I guess. Yeah, that one. I guess Troutman probably raised like 14 or 15 spots.
So we have Matt with 9, John with 15. So he could only get 1 point, and Dominic with 14.
I only had one way to go there to try and catch Matt. So,
all right. Okay. So we are going to go Matt, John, Dominic.
Matt that early in February. Ugh.
And we are going to do Laviska Shenault.
I'm going to say 3.
Is it me next?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Kind of feel like he didn't move a lot.
Yeah, me either.
I'm gonna say 2. Kind of wanted to say 3, just right along with you, Matt. But I'll go 2.
I'm gonna say 3.
You guys are really just wrong.
Oh my god! What?
He dropped 9 spots.
Holy crap!
Why? All right, I'm out. 19. Cheers, Royce.
So John,
was
the first
19?
To fall over the cliff, and
then me.
The worst to fall over, and then Dom. So Matt wins again. So he's Matt wins the night.
Yeah, good job, Matt. He's at 19th.
19. Yeah, that's he's insane. Not. I mean, all I do is super flex, but he's not getting drafted till like the mid or end of the second round.
I guess like people have put up.
Chenault is like, not going.
People
in
have
the
put
late
like
Ayuk round.
Up ahead of him now, and Edwards up ahead of him now. So it makes sense.
So nope, Matt sure actually doesn't. Survived that because he ended with 15. So he was one off.
I'm at the cliff looking down at you guys.
And laughing so at Matt, us, Matt. Congrats.
Matt wins the night, but screw you guys. We're doing a name game anyway.
Yeah, we got to play
of
a name
course,
game.
Of course. Got to play a name game.
Although this is an opportunity to cash that.
to save name a name game.
How difficult they are, but we can.
Not
we
a chance.
We should totally
never.
Play
it. There's no point in me hosting this show if I'm not doing a name game.
We might as well just have Gabe host the show if we don't want to do a name game.
I'm just not ever going to do a name game. You guys can be the name game guys, and I will never.
I mean,
host
to be fair, he ruins one of my Disney answers. I had to change it.
Oh, to be fair, but
reflect, reflection, reflection. That one killed.
I watched Mulan yesterday, by the way.
To be fair, what'd you say you watched it? Did you say you
Mulan?
Watched?
Yeah, my daughter wanted to watch Mulan yesterday,
Mulan.
But I knew the answer in the first place. I knew it right away.
My apologies. I thought you were replying to me saying. To be fair, go watch Letterkenny.
I thought that's what you were
on my list.
To be fair.
To be fair.
It's got to be fair. To be fair. To be fair.
To be fair.
I don't get what you're saying, so we're moving on. But
you will laugh at this when you watch Letterkenny.
To be fair.
But along the lines of what you guys are doing, the theme for today's name game is TV catchphrases.
That'd be so weird.
TV catchphrases.
TV characters' catchphrases.
So are we naming the phrase or the character?
I don't know.
I'm
that's
going
what,
to
that's
give
what Ruff
you
said.
The character, and you are going to give the phrase that melds in with a player's name.
Oh, my
name.
God. So some stretch of words, and it still runs into the beginning or the end, I assume?
Yep. It is. Okay. Yeah, there's nothing weird like in the middle of a phrase or anything like that. It is.
What NFL player starts with said? Cedric. That's what she said, Cedric Benson. Oh, no, he doesn't play anymore.
That's all right, bad. Well.
If that's what she said is on here.
The first clue is Michael Scott. John's an ass. Michael Scott and former Panthers and Seahawks tight end.
Former. Oh, my.
Oh, Matt. All right. Matt.
I know the tight end.
That's what she said. That's what she said, Dixon.
Yep, Ed Dixon.
Oh, said Ed Dixon. Okay. Okay, that's what she said. Cedric Benson is way better, so I should get
yes,
the
it is. But I, he's technically still in the league, while Cedric Benson is not.
Yeah, unfortunately, but, he passed away.
Did he?
I think he got killed in a car in a motorcycle accident.
It's pretty brutal.
Oh, shit, that's right. R.I.P., man.
I can't believe I ruined
your right guys. That might have been the last mention of Cedric Benson on a fantasy podcast ever. And you can write that on in cement somewhere, John.
Yeah, that's what she said, Cedric Benson. I'm pretty happy with that.
I'm going to put that on a T-shirt and give it to you. So scoring is the classical scoring of 3 points with no clue, with no hints, two with one hint, one with both. Imaginary points for anything after that. Next.
Or
clue.
Everything, because we're out of it and Matt already won. But
yeah, but I'm still keeping track. I don't care.
I want to sweep, though.
Next clue. Fonzie and an NFC East running back.
What Dominic. Was the division? Oh, man.
Adrian Peterson.
Hey! I want to take away a point for you not having fun with it.
Yeah. How about AJ Dillon?
That's also one of the best office. Like, is it the cold open?
Yes. What are we doing?
Let's go do it to somebody else.
That show's not that good. Next clue.
Could these all be offense ones?
North running back.
AFC?
AFC North running back. And Sheldon Cooper.
No idea. That show was terrible, and I've never seen an episode.
No, I love that show. I know what the phrase is. Now I just have to think of the running back. AFC North, he said, right? AFC North.
AFC North. I've seen almost every episode of this show, and I kind of hate it.
John?
It's horrible. It has a laugh track. I can't
John.
Do it.
Go for it.
Nick Chubbazinga.
That's horrible, John.
That is also backwards, because I said the...
You said
AFC you said the North player. Running you said back. The player first.
Did you give us the
you did
clue
say the
backwards?
Player first.
How
yep, I put it down backwards.
Dare you?
So it's the character first?
So yeah, now I've given that away.
Well, to be fair, Dominic knew it anyway.
did he get it right?
Well, he knew.
No, he knew the Dominic.
Characters. Go for it.
Bazinga Edwards.
Yeah, Bazinga Edwards.
I'm glad
this doesn't matter, because I feel like an ass for screwing points. But
as you should. But yeah.
To be fair, you gave away. That's what she said in the first one. Anyway,
come on,
I know
Judy.
That was. How did I can't. What, I cannot can believe.
Give, let's see, guys. Let's see if we can give away the next one too. Let's just try to give away every clue.
Wait, just
I mean,
tell
to be
us.
Fair, that's tell, what she said. Dixon is what made me do this.
Tell us the TV show, and let's see if we can get it without anything else. Russ, just give us the
next
TV
one.
Show.
Is Chandler Bing?
Does he have a catchphrase?
I'm trying to think.
I hate Friends.
I don't binge Friends a lot. I've seen it once.
Oh.
It's not actually Friends, so don't think about it.
What was Chandler Bing's catchphrase, though?
Can you be any whatever? Yes. Could you be any?
Yes, that was true.
Moving on. The next one.
Just tell
Spock.
Us.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah.
Dude, come on, man.
I got that. That I actually got that Star Wars reference. I was ready for it.
All right, and former Vikings and Seahawks wide receiver.
John.
Okay.
Live long and prosper, C. Harvin.
Yep.
Nice.
Man, I can't believe we're making such a...
I can't believe you made me get a Hobbit answer. Jesus, Russ.
Hey, Russ. Good.
I hate you.
I'm glad you spent hours making this name game so we could completely butcher it for you.
How did I not butcher that? I totally got it right.
And if you think these take me hours, then joke's on you. They probably took you some like 20
minutes.
Oh,
that's just me.
Okay, so we have two more. Now I have to make sure it's funny because I actually check these to make sure the players are still in the right spots and all of that, but I still screwed up putting those in the wrong order. Okay.
Yeah, sure did. It cost me an imaginary game, I think.
Former Colts running back and JJ from Good Times.
Oh.
Matt.
Go.
Joseph Dynamite.
Yes. Oh, well done, Matt. That was, you did that pretty well.
These made Good me job. So happy. all right, last one. Stan Marsh.
Who?
Who?
Got it.
Stan Marsh.
And?
Oh, I have a feeling that's
AFC South wide receiver.
AFC South.
I don't know what Stan Marsh is from.
The show has been around for probably close to 20 years at this point. How old
is
am
it
I?
An, oh, 20? 20 years? Is it an animated show?
It is not 20 years. It is...
It's more than 20 years.
Yeah, that's a lie. It is more than 20.
Like 21 or 22. No. It's like season 22 or something. Yeah.
What? Is no. it? It's got to be animated. It's 17 then, right? or 18.
No way. It's longer than that. I'm pretty sure we hit 20 already.
No, I was... It started in 90...
Like 96.
Yeah, around there.
Either way, if it was 90-something, it's over 20 years.
It's over 24
years ago. Holy shit, man.
And it's still fresh as can be.
It's got to be a cartoon then, right?
It's yes, a cartoon. John.
Okay. Yeah, I don't watch this.
I would like
You've
a clue
never
about
watched South Park?
You are missing
I do not watch South Park anymore. I used to. I did watch it for a while.
It's one of the most intelligent.
Hey, they can actually do way more with animated shows, but for some reason I
There was a while there with that show where like something would happen.
What show?
Like,
what show, Matt? Oh, what show?
In the news and like pop culture.
Dominic.
And then the very next week, it would be an episode about that.
What show?
That's what they do. They made a documentary about it. They make an episode in like four or five days.
Yeah. Dominic, buzz in.
Yeah. Dominic. You killed Kenny Stills.
They killed Kenny Stills.
His last name is Marsh?
I didn't know that either. And Marsh. I've only ever seen one episode of that show, and it was like the first season.
However,
the actual... Is I guess somebody else says the other part.
Yeah,
you bastards.
Yeah.
Somebody
Kyle
else.
Says.
Yeah. Kyle says you bastards.
Yes, Kyle says you
Kenny
bastards.
Kenny.
All right. Well, that's the end of the name game, which I loved. I don't care
it
how
great
it was. For show.
People. I enjoyed that too. That was good. I'm so glad that I said that's what she said, Cedric Benson. That's the highlight of my night.
Okay. Well, Matt won the night.
Yay, Matt! Good job.
Attention. So I don't know if he swept or not, but...
Who cares?
Who cares? Right. Since nobody cares about John or Matt, Dominic, do you want to say anything as we sign off? Your Twitter handle and stuff like that?
Please yeah, catch me at fantasyhotread.com. You know, find me on Twitter at EnvisionFF. Glad to see all you guys here. I'm glad I was able to do this with you. And sorry I didn't win and have a chance to come back again.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Every episode at this point, we talk about how we're just probably not going to do... League of Champions at this point. So yeah, you'll come back.
It's never going to happen. if the Tournament of Champions ever happens, it's only because Matt set it up because he wants to play in it.
Well, no.
Wow.
Let's be real honest. If the Tournament of Champions happens, it's because I got bored one day and that's went true. Back and found out who won every single episode.
That's probably more accurate.
And it's probably likely going to happen at some point when I do get bored.
I know Matt wins a lot and I know other people don't.
Some people
actually. I don't even know if I've won. To be fair, so I think I'm hosting the entire Tournament of Champions. But for John Bosch FF, Matt Price FF, FF Envision, screw you guys with your FF.
I have a thing. Can I say something?
Matt's got a thing.
Oh yeah, do the DLF thing.
Oh well, yeah, we definitely need to
do that. We should probably do that.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
We should probably do that at the beginning.
I don't have that. I don't have that up. So.
Have you ever wanted to play in a dynasty league that is full of champions? Have you ever? Do you want a different take on dynasty? You're going to cut all this, right? You could win. You could actually be playing in a league against Ryan McDowell and Dan Myler or Matt Price. Have you ever wanted the chance to do that?
Are you tired of the same old dynasty format? Yes, think you have what it takes to be a real champion? DLF has partnered with Safe Leagues and Commish extraordinaire Scott Fish to create the brand new DLF Championship Cup Series. In the DLF Championships Cup Series, you're matched up in a Superflex tight end premium division with points and payouts awarded each year. The bonus is that every third year, your cumulative points go up against a larger field to see who wins the Champions Cup. Claim a team today and begin your journey to hoist the Champions Cup and claim $1,000 grand prize. I don't know why there's a question mark there. Prove it. This says a very wrong.
That question mark gets me every time too, Russ.
Yep. What is it? DynastyLeagueFootball.com/safeleagues or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
What That's the one. I wanted to say, though, I wanted to shout out because Red List 3, the vampire auction is happening today.
Your auction is insane, Matt.
So just a quick backstory. When I did Red List 2, when we were drafting, we did our species draft where each GM is basically picking the team they're going to play for. Like organically, it happened where people started bidding to move up to take the species that they wanted. So all of a sudden, we raised a bunch of extra money. So this year for the vampire format, I decided to auction off the last vampire spot. It's a 3-copy league, so there'll be 3 vampires, 1 for each division, and the last spot got auctioned off for real money. Currently, the high bid on that is $500, real money.
That's awesome.
Just to go to Wildlife Charity. Like, that's ridiculous. I thought maybe $100, maybe someone has bid. I should give him a shout-out, actually, because he's probably going to win. Ben Burridge is currently the high bidder.
Oh, gridiron.
Good dude.
$500 to be the vampire. And I guess I should point out too, like, he best really, really wanted or just really loves what animal he's going to pick, because this is a cheaper league at $30 entry. And so the top prize is like $250, and the vampire can only win the league once and then the league ends. So he really wants this. And, it's very exciting to see that much money and these people that want to donate money. So very cool. Thank you guys.
That's awesome. He's a good dude. He does a ton of eliminators too. It's Gridirony UK, isn't it?
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yep. And go join some eliminators, everybody.
Yeah, join some eliminators. Yep,
definitely sign up for more of those. Russ and I, we need more work on them.
I need to get my copy paste technique down even better.
Seriously, control V, control C, control V.
Yeah, I should alt. You got to do alt tab in there too. I definitely should shout those out too. You guys have been awesome. Everybody out there listening that's signed up for so many of them already. When I say that, like, oh my god, I'm overwhelmed and shocked. I don't usually let other people touch my stuff.
It's true. Like, I've been asking him for like 2 years if I could help.
Yes, I am extremely possessive over my commissioner stuff. For like 3 or 4 years, I've been like, Scott, dude, let me help you with SFB. Let me do anything to help you. Yep. And Scott, of course, never lets me help him. Finally, Russ has been like, John, let me help you with these eliminators. Let me do something for you. Finally, this year, because you guys are so awesome and you guys have been signing up for so much, and I thank you all for that. I've been like, Russ, I need help, dude. Like, I need help. I'm in the weeds, as they say. And that's awesome. Keep signing up. We will get them all filled. That's not even going to be the issue. We will get them all started. We have a lot of work to process. But keep signing up. I will keep filling them, because every single one of these eliminator leagues raises $100 for Toys for Tots and $10 for Go Pantry. Like, that's outstanding. I will keep running these all through June. We will run them up to SFB. That'll be when we kind of cut it off and we shift to the next big off-season event. So just keep signing up. If you find any celebrity on there, sign up. We'll get you in a league. You know, if you just want to play in any of them, sign up for any. We'll slot you in somewhere. Keep signing up. It's on my pinned tweet. That's where you can find all the information. Go sign up. Play. I mean, Matt's raising money for Wildlife. Me and Russ now are raising money for Fantasy Cares, which is doing some great things. Like, this is awesome. Keep doing it, folks. It's really, I can't tell you how overwhelmingly, like, awesome it is. It's overwhelming amount of work. which had me a little nervous, still has me nervous, but like, just keep doing it. We will catch up. We will get everybody going. It's going to be great.
Yeah, they were awesome. I did a couple of them last year. Obviously, you know, I can't, it's tough for me to get into them. So put me in for, pick two of them and put me in for those.
All right. I'll put you down, Dominic.
All right. Well, on that note, thanks for, thanks for watching. thanks for listening to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, and we'll catch you next time. Do 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 do.